generally dry day on Wednesday with sunny periods. However, there may be more cloud in the southeast where it will be breezier. After a chilly start, it will be mostly dry on Thursday with some...
And now, from imaginary stations, we're bringing you the finale broadcast of Radio Ace. Hi, I'm DJ Frederick, and that was the Baja Marimba Band with the Woody Woodpecker song. And this is Radio Ace from Imaginary Stations. This is program number 12 of Radio Ace, and it's been a lot of fun. And who knows, we might bring it back in the future. We're always into experimentation here at Imaginary Stations, so stay tuned. You never know what you're going to hear. Now, on today's broadcast of Radio Ace, I'm going to be playing some cool and strange music that you might have heard on Gary Bourgeois' Skybird Radio back in the day, if you were fortunate enough to hear Skybird Radio. He was broadcasting online on satellite frequencies, and I suspect on AM and FM, locally in Marquette, Michigan, and probably even shortwave. That was Gary. All right, let's get into some tunes and drop the needle.
took the whole Cherokee Nation and put us on this reservation. Our Tommy Hawk and the hunting knife, and the old teepee we all love so, they're using now just for a show. They put our papoose in a crib and took the buckskin from our rib, and they took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young.
Hi-ya, hi-ya, ho! Hi-ya, hi! Hi-ya, ho! Hi-ya, 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 ho!
Hoon-ya-ya, 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 hoon-ya-ya,
hoon-ya-ya,
hoon-ya-ya, hoon-ya-ya, hoon-ya-ya, hoon-ya-ya.
Although they've changed our ways of old, they'll never change our heart and soul. And though I wear a white man's tie, I'll be a red man till I die.
Hi-ya, hi-ya, ho! Hi-ya, hi! Hi-ya, ho! Hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya!
By hand are nowadays made in Japan.
Hi-ya, hi-ya, ho! Hi-ya, hi! Hi-ya, ho! Hi-ya, 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 ho!
Those who think young, I got the sad news. While having lunch, Willie walked in, told me goodbye. He wanted his ring back, for he told me there'd be no wedding this year. Willie broke my heart at Walgreens, and then I cried. My boss still laughing at me, but I don't blame him. Silly of me for asking of him, may I go home? Well, this could be the funniest heartbreak of pain more painful. I hurt each step of the way. Traffic light and fears, 20 blocks of tears getting in my way. I'd fall down, then I'd get up while slipping on my tears. I'd get up while slipping on my tears. Billy broke my heart.
If it's strange and cool music, you'll hear it on Radio Ace. You're listening to Radio Ace from Imaginary Stations. I'm DJ Frederick. And if there's something you'd like to hear on a future edition of Imaginary Stations, if there's a station you'd like us to create or a theme you'd like us to explore, email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com. Easy email to remember, or write it down. We'd love to hear from you, because that's the kind of people we are, your friendly neighborhood DJs.
That's right, Flash Frisbone was created by a gentleman by the name of Gary Bourgeois, and Gary had worked in radio. The sad thing is he's no longer with us. He had some serious health problems and health issues all his life, and he passed away in the early part of this decade, I think around the 2003 or 2004 time frame. And Gary created Flash Frisbone back in the early days of 1980, and all those Flash series were sort of an extra bonus with an audio magazine that came out at the time called The Aircheck Factory, which was produced by a guy by the name of Tom Conard. And The Aircheck Factory was a series of air checks or recordings of radio stations around the United States. It was intended for distribution to fellow broadcasters around the country and fellow air check collectors and people who are really deeply into the creative side of broadcast radio. And Flash was sort of a bonus track that came with a series of those audio magazines.
The interesting thing about them is when you listen to them now, despite the fact that they were recorded over 25 years ago, they're still very relevant today. I mean, there's a number of radio stations out there that use the most strange formats, and they're probably around for about 2 hours and then do something else. And that's what Flash was all about, really, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, particularly that show we talked about in the past called WOP, or Weather-Oriented Pop, some of the weirdest formats in the world. In fact, I got to tell you, Keith, the first radio station that I ever worked at, and it can now be revealed that it was a station which still exists, by the way. It's owned by one of the major corporate radio companies in the United States, Clear Channel, WSUS Radio. And at the time, it was running a format called Town and Country, where the on-air personality would play a top 40 record followed by a country record. The owner and program director's rationale was, oh, we'll get the urban top 40 audience and the country audience all on the same radio station, and we'll double our cume, and we'll double our time spent listening. It'll be incredible.
So wait a second. Let me get this straight. So, like, for example, one moment they would play Dolly Parton, the next minute they would play Eminem. That would be followed by maybe an Eddie Arnold song, followed by Celine Dion?
Exactly. And that was truly frightening. And I also, another weird thing, you'll love this. I came in one day, and the new records, the new survey had just come out. Mind you, this is in the early 1980s, and I'm looking at the top 40 stuff. I'm looking at the country stuff. And in the country pile of records, we were still playing vinyl records at that time. In the country pile of records, I saw All Out of Love by Air Supply, and I said to my boss, I said to the PD, Tom, what the heck is this? This Air Supply is a country record? And he says, well, yeah, it's got a guitar in it. Sure, it's a country record. And I said, you got to be kidding.
That reminds me of a story a friend of mine told me many years ago by the name of, her name is Alexandra McHugh. She's from Missoula, Montana in the U.S. And she said when she was in her late teens, there was a local radio station that hired a new PD. And she said they knew something was up because all of a sudden on a Monday, the radio station changed format to, of all things, Petula Clark, All the Time. She said
lasted.
Yeah. I mean, I love Petula Clark, but 24 hours a day? Anyway, she said the station lasted like that for about a week, and then all of a sudden the guy just disappeared.
Gee, I wonder why.
I wonder why.
Would you like to correspond with other shortwave listeners? Do you enjoy receiving cards and letters in the mail? Well, if you do, the Imaginary Stations Pen Pal Club is for you. Well, the Imaginary Stations Pen Pal Club is open now for new members. Due to postal rate increases, the membership cost is now $15 and includes our twice yearly newsletter mailed anywhere in the world, which is a bargain. So if you want to join, send $15 cash, or more if you like, the funds will be used to purchase shortwave airtime, to DJ Frederick, 40 Church Street, Groveton, New Hampshire, 03582 USA, or you can always email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com for our PayPal address. We'll see you soon at the mailbox.
If it's strange and cool music, you'll hear it on Radio Ace.
My baby does a hanky, my baby. And now, letters to Flash.
Hey, neat music.
And greetings, air checkers around the world. It's Letters to Flash, magnetically encoded responses to your queries and ponderings about radio's most amazing continuing personality, Flash Frisbone.
Hi there, and thanks for the neat introduction.
Well, I was only reading it.
I thought you were my friend.
Well, that's what they pay me for.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, everybody. It's me, Flash, and here we are with Letters to Flash.
Right you are, Flash. And, hey, we've got a big bag full of mail here.
Oh,
that's been just kind of waiting to be answered. Here's one. Oh, this one is, this one's 3 months old.
Been sitting in the bag all that time?
Well, no, we just got this one yesterday.
Oh, must have been delayed in the mail.
Okay, all right, let's see. It's from Hillary Sackbutt of Boston, Massachusetts, who writes,
yeah.
Dear Flash,
uh-huh.
Haven't heard from you since the Q-Bummer episode.
Uh-huh.
And this is a two-parter, Flash. We have two questions.
Oh.
Number one, uh-huh. Did you die?
Yeah.
And number two, what was in those pills you ate?
Okay, I did not die. I got really sick, but I didn't die. And what was in the pills? I don't know what was in the pills. What's the next letter?
Okay, let's see. This one is... No, this one's addressed to Wheat Checks.
Oh.
Okay, damaged and mailed by the U.S. Postal Service. Can't quite read that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Here's one. This is from Murray the Q from Sprocket Ranch, Saskatchewan, who writes,
yeah.
Dear Flash,
was that a
loved
drop-off?
Your Canadian episodes.
Uh-huh.
And Murray wants to know if you think that any other station will pick up the WAP, that's the weather-oriented pop format, now that disco is really dead.
Okay. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. How am I supposed to know that? Huh?
Oh, I don't know. Well, it's Letters to Flash, you know. You're supposed to be able to answer some of these.
Next.
Okay, let's try this one. This one got here in one piece, international airmail.
Oh.
It's from Leary O'Derry of Syrup on Toast, England.
Uh-huh.
PCX 30Y J2X.
I love those British zip codes.
63BQ.
Okay, what does he
writes,
say?
Leary O'Derry writes,
uh-huh.
Dear Flash,
uh-huh.
I was wondering what happened when the pirate ship sank the radio sieve,
uh-huh.
And what happened after that because it never was finished.
That's a terrible imitation.
Well, hey, you know, I can't do a British accent.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right.
Uh-huh.
So, Flash, what exactly did happen with radio sieve anyway?
Well, it's like this.
As our hero narrowly escapes drowning, he watches the gallant radio ship sink picturesquely into the briny deep. As the tower slips along with the rest of the ship into Davy Jones' locker, we join the radio ace in this historic flashback.
Oh, I get it. Flashback. That's pretty good. Boy, talk about your historical broadcast. Gosh. I sure am lucky that the mermaid on the front of the boat is made out of balsa wood. She sure floats nice. I'll just kind of keep clinging on here. Well, I shouldn't be here too long. I mean, you know, I'm sure somebody heard my SOS. It was 5 dots, 4 dashes, and 5 dots. Was that supposed to be 3 dots and 5 dashes? Well, heck. no need to worry. I'm sure that the radio ship company owners will come and save me. I mean, you know, they seem like real nice fellas. Sure is wet here.
Hours pass. Our hero bides his time, waiting for the ship's owners, by humming a happy
16
tune.
Men on a dead man's chest.
Of course, He might have been worried if he knew that the ship's owners had been arrested for violating the Marine Radio Offenses Act. And they denied having anything whatever to do with Radio Civ, which anyway, even if they did, they said, was fully automated. Our hero, meanwhile, waits.
Boy, I sure am hungry. Well, there must be something around here to eat. Hey, there's some seaweed. I'll just grab some here. Tastes just like spinach.
The hours turn to days. The days turn to weeks. And the weeks...
Hey, wait a minute here!
Well, anyway, our hero, thinner, weaker, waits and waits and waits until suddenly he spies land!
Land ho! Land ho! Skirting down the van sails! Mini sap the Zubaroobs or whatever! Hey, it's land! It's an island! Hey, there must be people on it! I can hear music! I can hear me! No way, I'm going there! No way! Come on, paddle away!
Using up the very last of his strength, paddling away from the mysterious island, our hero, floating Flash Frisbone, finds himself ready to give up. Weakened beyond belief, in horrible agony, he notices that the ship's figurine to which he has been clinging is becoming waterlogged.
Hey, who dreams this stuff up anyway?
It looks like the end for our hero.
Oh, if I get out of this, I'm gonna get a real job. I'm gonna quit this broadcast and stuff. It ain't worth it. Hey, what's that? What's that I hear? What's that? What?
It's the KMPC traffic copter. Blown south of its course, in an amazing coincidence, the copter finds itself hovering right over our hero. Chuck Fred, KMPC traffic reporter, throws Flash a life preserver. And soon, the soaking wet radio ace is hauled into the copter cabin, where he renews his old acquaintances.
Hey, Flash, it's really great to see you again.
Boy, I'll say.
Oh, boy.
What? Hey, Chuck, I love your reports.
Hey, that's just great, Flash.
This is my lucky day.
There's a copy of Radio and Records in the back, if you want to read it.
Oh, boy, I'll say.
It's about time for my report now.
Hey, let's see if there's a job in here.
Hey, Flash, it's great to see
you. Great to see you too, Chuck.
And there you have it, friends. The true story of how our hero, Flash Frisbone, was miraculously saved from the sinking of Radio Civ. In answer to another letter to Flash.
Boy, that sure brings back a lot of memories. Hey, you got any other letters I can answer here on the show today before we give it back to what's-his-name?
Well, I've been looking through the letters here, Flash, but the rest of them are pretty much all the same. They want to know, Dear Flash, are you ever going to renew your episodes on the Air Check Factory so we have something to look forward to besides just listening to great air checks? I don't know.
Letters to Flash was produced and recorded at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan. Script, dialogue, and special visual effects by Gary Bourgeois. Additional material, as well as prodding and cajoling by Tom Connard. This is your announcer speaking, saying, keep those cards and letters coming, folks.
Crazy music, you don't like a rockin' band, you just wanna go to a movie show and sit there holding hands, you so square. Baby, I don't care, I don't know why my heart flips, I only know it does. I wonder why I love you, babe, I guess it's just because you so square.
baby, I don't care. You don't know any dance steps that I do. I only know I love you like I do, 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 do. I don't know why my heart flips. I only know it does. I wonder why I love you, babe. I guess it's just because you're so square. Baby, I don't care. I only know it does. I wonder why I love you, babe. I guess it's just because you're so square. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care.
Every morning at the break of dawn, I feed the stock and I clean the barn. Was the boyhood days of this country DJ. Then the school for miles he went to get the learning for which he was sent. And he grew up to be just a country DJ. And on each morning when he went in, all through the day hits he would spin. Got himself quite a musical education. And each side of he would write. He played and sang his songs at night. Just a country DJ from a country station. Became a hit almost overnight. Fortune and fame came to him one day. But if you meet him, you will find a guy like him is hard to find. But in his heart, he'll always be a country DJ. And on each morning when he went in, all through the day, hits he would spin. Got himself quite a musical education. Then he decided he would write. He played and sang his songs at night. Just a country DJ from a country station.
All right, you've been listening to our finale for Radio Ace from Imaginary Stations. I'm DJ Frederick. Who knows, maybe we'll bring Radio Ace back at some time in the future, maybe the far future, maybe the not-too-distant future. And in the interim, thank you for listening. We appreciate each and every listener. If you'd like to communicate with us, email imaginarystations@gmail.com. Find our Facebook group or the DJ Frederick Substack, or send us some smoke signals, some semaphores, some Morse code. We would love to hear from you. All right. Thanks for listening. Wishing you many blessings.
Every morning at the break of dawn, I feed the stock and I clean the barn. Was the boyhood days of this country DJ.
miles he went to get the learning for which he was sent. And he grew up to be just a country DJ. And on each morning when he went in, all through the day hits he would spin, got himself quite a musical education. And each side up he would write, he played and sang his songs at night, just a country DJ from a country station. Came a hit almost overnight. Fortune and fame came to him one day. But if you meet him, you will find a guy like him is hard to find. But in his heart, he'll always be a country DJ. And on each morning when he went in, all through the day hits he would spin, got himself quite a musical education. Then he decided he would write, he played and sang his songs at night, just a country DJ from a country station.
Tried to sleep, but it weren't no use, 'cause I am a brother to the old wild goose. My heart knows what the wild goose knows. I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? One foot or a heart at rest? Flip flop, curry up and tip to the sky. I wish that I had wings so I could fly. I hear the honker and the blue goose too. One went to Canada, the other just flew. The cabin is warm and the snow is deep, and I've got a woman that lies asleep. When she wakes at tomorrow's dawn, she'll find poor critter that her man is gone. My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? A wandering foot or a heart at rest? My woman was kind and true to me. She thinks she loves me the more fool she. She's gotta learn that it ain't no use to love the brother of the old wild goose. Spring is coming and the ice will break, and I can't linger for a woman's sake. She'll see a shadow pass overhead, she'll find a feather beside my bed. My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? A wandering foot or a heart at rest?
that's the C train, ready to take us to another imaginary station. This is Glenn Hauser. Let's jump on board.